Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. Ako po si Dexter Reyes from Crossroad Church of Dubai. Happy Independence Day! Our passage for today is an acrostic poem sa Book ng Lamentation, Chapter 3. Lamentation is about lament. It's an expression of deep sorrow ng bansang Israel because of their present predicament. Their life is now ruined dahil sila ay isang exile sa isang bansa. At sa book na ito, in-express nila ang kanilang pain, suffering, disappointment, and anger sa harap ng Panginoon. But in the midst of suffering, they also express hope. Hope that God will restore their nation back again. The book was written after ng destruction ng Jerusalem ng Babylonian Empire in around 586 BC. And the author is unknown, but some scholars suggest that ito ay si maaaring si Jeremiah. The story ay parang sa situation din natin ngayon, but in lesser proportion. Maari ngayon tayo ay dumadanas ng trials and suffering due to present pandemic situation. Some of us ay nababahala na baka tayo ay mahawaan ng coronavirus. Ang iba sa atin ay suffering because nawala ng trabaho, nabawasan ng sweldo, at ang iba ay hindi pa sumisweldo. Ang iba naman ay nagka-problema na ng relationship dahil sa tagal na magkasama sa bahay, ang mag-asawa, ang mag-ina, at magka-flatmates. Ang iba naman ay gusto umuwi, ngunit hindi pa pwede dahil nga sa sitwasyon. Katulad ng ating story, wala tayong magawa but to wait and hope that God will lift our present suffering. It is my desire and prayer that we hear the preaching today, that in the midst of suffering, we would learn to hope in God alone. I love watching movies. Kapag weekend, we have movie nights with family, kumpleto, with sound setup, at may, syempre, may homemade popcorn. And one of my favorite movie ay ito nga, Navy SEALs. Pero kapag barilan, at kami lang ng anak ko ang lalaki ang nanonood kasi naiingayan ang misis ko. And the story is about how to become Navy SEALs. Since ang purpose nila ay unconventional warfare in the most unconditional situation, napakahirap ng kanilang training. At meron silang portion ng training that's so intense, it lasted for a week na walang pahinga. Imagine that, walang pahinga. Ang purpose ng training na yon is to break their physical strength until their body no longer endure. At sinasabi na ng kanilang body, ng kanilang katawan, that sinasabi sa kanilang isipan to give up. And when you reach that point, then the real purpose of training comes to play. Their minds is now dictating yung kanilang body na to go on while their body dictating to give up. And the only way for them to survive is to remember yung previous training nila how to survive. And therefore, they have hope. Siguro, dapat tayong mga Kristiyano ay mas lalo na to train our faith, especially sa panahon ng matinding trials and suffering. Kasi during suffering, minsan nadadala lang tayo ng ating emosyon at hindi tayo, we're not properly thinking biblically. Hindi po pa? But these guys survived by remembering their former training. Kaya yun din po ang message ng ating passage for today. Ang ating main point is, in the middle of suffering, remember to hope in the Lord who is faithful. In the midst of suffering, remember to hope in the Lord who is faithful. Three things ang lesson points that we can learn from this passage. First is, in the midst of suffering, cry out all to God. Second is, in the midst of suffering, remember that we have hope. And third, that in the midst of suffering, remember that God is faithful. Now, first point, in the midst of suffering, cry out to God. Sabi sa verse 19 and 20, remember my affliction and my wandering, the wormwood and the gall, my soul continually remembering it and it's bowed down within me. The book of Psalms ay parang lament, which kasi it contains more than 60% about lament. And yet, ang tawag ng mga Jew rito, ng mga Hebrew is Psalms, which means praise. Kasi for them, says the Jews, to lament is a form, of praise. Kaya nga ito nilagay sa kanilang writings. And this understanding is counterculture or salungat sa ating pagkaintindi about praise. Kadalasan, our understanding of praise is kapag tayo'y pinagpapala, kapag tayo'y masaya, kapag feeling blessed tayo, we praise God. Hindi po ba? Kaya, minsan, maririnig mo sa ibang tao, sa ibang kapatiran, hindi ako makapag-praise sa Panginoon kasi nalulungkot ako. Kasi may pinagdadaanan ako. Hindi ba? But for Israelites, praise is something deeper than that. Praise for them could happen even in the darkest moment ng kanilang buhay. Praise is to bow down in God's presence no matter what the circumstances are. So even when life is painful, unbearable, or simply beyond understanding, they cry it all to God. They cry it all directly in the presence of the Lord, standing there, kneeling there, weeping, wondering, and waiting. The word wondering ay isang idiomatic expression na ang ibig sabihin ay my poverty and my hopelessness. Remember, yun, when nation Israel ay in-invade ng mga Babylonians, they become exiled sa foreign land. Kasi in biblical times, kapag ang bansa mo ay na-conquer ng other nation, usually what they do is kinukuha niya ang mga tao at dinidistribute sa iba-ibang lugar. Ang purpose of that, hindi na sila makapag-unite at makalaban pa ulit sa kanilang conqueror. Another word is wormwood and gall. Ito ay isang figurative word which literally means bitter poison. Biblically, ito ay ginagamit metaphorically as bitter experience. But sometimes, pag literal, it means poison. And the word continually, remember, is an active present tense. It ibig sabihin is, yung whole being niya is actively remember yung kanyang situation. And yung compounded word na to bow down in Hebrew language literally means that to sink within oneself. At in figurative sense, ang ibig sabihin nito ay maging depressed. Kaya Sa Tagalog, parang ganito, metaphorically, tagos hanggang buto. So kung tatagalogin po natin yung verse 19 to 18, in Tagalog ay parang ganito. Panginoon, tingnan nyo ang kahirapan na sinapit namin. Napakapait. At ito ay aking patuloy na inaalala. Ang kahirapan na ito ay tagus hanggang aking buto. The reason Israel is suffering because they disobeyed God. But today, we are suffering for so many reasons. One is due to our personal sins. Ngunit ang iba naman, they are suffering because in-inflict ng ibang tao, caused by other person. And the third one is yung suffering which ordained by God. Now, what causes our suffering? Sometimes, sins committed by us. The reason the people in our passage is lamenting because their nation disobeyed Lord's commandment. Ang utos sa kanila ng Panginoon is for them to be holy because God is holy. Ngunit ano ang kanilang ginawa? They intermarry with other nation. Walang masama doon. Ngunit ang masama is they adapt. Yun yung mga kaugalian nila, and so they end up worshiping also their idols at pati yung mga immoral acts nila. Kaya ang naging resulta, sila ay naging mahinang bansa, economically, and even sa military, until they were conquered ng ibang nation and they will end up as an exile sa ibang lugar. Ang main cause ng problema nila is because they have forgotten God's word. Minsan, ang reason ng ating suffering is dahil na rin sa ating kasalanan, di ba? Ang sin ay hindi biglang nangyayari. Ito ay produkto ng ating pagdidevelop until we reach to a point na magkasin tayo. One is, nagsimula tayo mag-relax, nalimutang magdasal, mag-devotion, communicate with the Lord. And then, nalimutan na lang magbasa ng Bible, kaya naging mahina. At dumating na ang temptations and trials, bumagsak, nagkakasala. But God is faithful sa kanyang mga anak, that even if we fail to walk in His way, by the grace of His mercy and through the work of the Holy Spirit, He remind us, He rebuke us para makabalik tayo sa ating faith, sa ating Panginoon. Remember what the Lord said, for the Lord your God goes with you, and He will never leave you nor forsake you. The very word na sinabi ni Moses sa bansang Israel sa Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 6. Now, what causes our suffering? Second is, sometimes sin committed by others. So, why are we suffering? Dahil na nga sa kagagawa ng ibang tao. Ngunit ang tanong, bakit hindi tayo makapag-get over, makapag-move on? Probably because of our pride. Hindi po ba? Dahil we are self-righteous, we are seeking justice dun sa naka-offend natin. Naka-open sa atin. And alam mo, siguro kahit mag-sorry pa sa yung tao or humingi ng kapatawaran, hindi mo rin papansinin, andudun pa rin yung sama ng loob mo, yung tampo mo, at yung galit mo, hindi po ba? Ang problema, kapatid, ay hindi sila. Ang problema ay tayo. Kasi sa maling understanding natin ng meaning ng biblical justice. We're confusing justice sa meaning ng revenge. We want justice that only God can give. We are looking for answers from the created, but only the Creator can provide. Maybe you're weeping because people rejected you, pinagsalitaan ka ng masama, pinagbintangan ka, nilait ka, inalipusta ka, or simply hate you for no reason. Kapatid, huwag kang mag-self-pity or kaawaan mo na lang ang iyong sarili. But rather, rejoice. For the scripture says that blessed are you when others reviled you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account, on Christ's account. Rejoice and be glad, for his reward is great in heaven. Matthew chapter 5 verse 11 to 12. Brothers and sisters, free yourself from the bondage of regret, frustration, and hopelessness. Only God can give us peace of mind in Christ Jesus. Third kind of suffering is sometimes God ordained us to suffer. Why? Well, I don't know. Sometimes God put us in the darkest place. He removed everything shiny sa ating mata so that in the middle of your darkness, darkest part ng iyong buhay, you will only see one true light, and that is Christ. Sometimes trials are God's way of refining ang ating character. So the more we become faithful to the Lord, the more suffering to come. The more we walk with Jesus, the more we see ang ating imperfection. And the process of sanctification is painful kasi by nature we are sinful at ayaw natin ng pagbabago. At kaya as God slowly adapting us sa karakter ng Panginoong Jesus, dahan-dahan din tayong binabalatan ng ating mga masamang ugali. Aray, masakit yun. And as you become closer to the light, mas nakikita natin ang ating flaws. Nakikita natin na ang ating balat ay hindi na flawless. May dry skin, may eye bag, at may konting wrinkles na rin, hindi po ba? But in the end, all these trials will always for our good and His glory. Kapatid, as we walk in faith, remain steadfast in Christ, even maging outcast ka sa society, even maging outcast ka sa office mo, sa barkada mo, pagtawanan ka ng mga kaibigan mo, at ikahiya ka ng sarili mong kamag-anak. Even the society dictates that you conform to this world. Ipakita mong hindi ka part nila. By sa pamamagitan ng hindi ka nandadaya sa trabaho, hindi ka nakikitawa sa mga malaswang usapan ng iyong mga kaibigan, at igit sa lahat, hindi mo kinocompromise ang iyong Christian faith just to fit in. Remember Brother Juban preached last week sa 1 Peter chapter 4? Ang sabi is, "Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trials when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you, but rejoice in so far as you share Christ's suffering, that you may also rejoice and be glad when His glory is revealed. And if you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. What a comforting word. Now, after venting his frustration to God, itong lamenter, suddenly he paused and said, sa verse 21, and sabi niya, but this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Which is ating second point, that in the midst of suffering, remember that we have hope. Notice yung series ng frustration since verse 1 ng chapter 3 and until verse 20. And then suddenly he said, but. It means, stop, wait a minute. Even I'm complaining, I remember God's promise as written in the scriptures, in the Torah, in the writing, in the saying of the prophets. The phrase I call to mind is an emphatic rhetorical statement in present active form. It means that he continually remembered God's word. Sa Tagalog ay parang ganito. Ngunit aking naalala at pinag-iisipan. Church, God included this verse sa ating Bible for us as a pattern for us to follow. That even in the midst of suffering and our trials, that we continually remember God's word. Ang tanong is, do you remember God's word? Do you train yourself to remember God's word? I have one story about training. I love mountain biking sa bundok. Some of you alam yan. And when you look at the single track sa picture, it looks na napakadali. But in fact, ito ay dangerous at nakakamatay. In fact, I have some friends na mga nabalian na ng buto. So how do you enjoy itong magandang scene at magandang experience sa bundok? You need training. So I joined this team para magkaroon ng training. For many months, they trained me how to jump, how to override obstacle, how to do yung proper na pagliko, how to position my bike properly. And only time, after a few months, they accepted me as member. And so, after a year noon, we compete, yung team namin, we compete in this downhill enduro race dito sa Hatta, Dubai. And one of the stage there is very tough, very steep downhill at about two stories, 60% gradient, and then sudden turn. So when I hit the track, ako na, part ko na yung itira, bumaliktad ako, una, ulo. I got neck injuries at wak-wak yung balikat ko sa left side. And for a month, may neck brace ako. And you know why? Dahil nagpanik ako at nalimutan ko ang training ko. Good thing, mahal pa rin akong Panginoon at binuhay ako. Kapatid, ganun din sa ating buhay. We need to train ourselves with God's word hanggang maging memory muscle na natin ito. Kasi kapag dumating ang mga matinding trials o ang hard road, hindi tayo magpapanik. Instead, yung biblical understanding natin, yung training natin will come to play automatically. And if we fall, minor injuries lang. Things to remember while suffering. According sa verse 31, but this I call to mind and therefore I have hope. Recall what? Reminded by what? Reminded by God's word, God's previous blessing, and God's future promises. Bakit natin dapat maalala to? Kasi sa kalagitnaan ng iyong trials, we cannot think straight. Ang nakikita lang natin ay ang ating suffering, ang masamang nangyayari, at yung mga nangaapi sa'yo, at yung kawalaan ng pag-asa mo. So we need to train ourselves to remember these things. We need to remember the present truth, God's word. Memorize Bible verses at paulit-ulitin mo sabihin sa iyong sarili, especially when your mind telling you to despair. When David is in deep agony, when he wrote these Psalms of Lament, he kept quoting Old Testament verses. Another is, keep on reading the Bible and ponder its meaning, kung paano ito mai-apply sa buhay mo. Even sometimes it's no longer makes sense dahil sa sitwasyon mo. Even you feel that God is not responding to your prayers. Actually, assumption lang natin yun eh. The truth is, God is in the middle of our suffering at kasama natin siya. In fact, malamang lumuluha rin siya dahil ayaw niyang makita na lumuluha. Nasasaktan ng Panginoon na pag nakikita niya, lumuluha ang kanyang mga anak. Remember that God is faithful to His promises. Remember the previous blessing. Remember the past of how God naging faithful sa iyo. Remember yun ayaw mo, yun dati walang-wala ka, but suddenly God bless you abundantly. Remember yun time that you prayed and God answered you miraculously. Remember the gospel. Remember how God saved you while you are still sinner. Remember that Christ died for your sin. Remember yun, the day that you repented from your sin and accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And remember yun first day na naging born again ka. Another is, remember future glory. Remember God's promises that we will be in heaven because of Christ's righteousness. Even in the midst of suffering, you don't feel na you still belong sa heaven. Remember that in heaven there will be no more pain, no more suffering, no more injustices. Remember in the future there you will have mansions sa heaven. That even in this present time, hindi ka man lang makabili ng proper food at namuroblema ka pa sa pambayad ng iyong flat, sa iyong inuupahang bahay. Walang kasiguraduhan sa trabaho. At even ang medyas mo ay butas-butas na. Remember in the future that our body will be transformed to a glorious body like Christ. Even today, kahit ngayon na ang ating body is wasting away because sa sickness, sa pain. Sinasabi madalas ng mundo that I hope sana mag-work. That's not hope kasi wala namang assurance sa sinasabi ko. Christian definition is different. The Bible teach us in Hebrew 11 that now faith is the assurance of things hoped for the conviction of things not seen. Our hope or ang ating assurance ay mangyayari kahit hindi natin to nakikita o hindi wala, we don't have clear understanding. Sabi nga ni John Piper, Christian hope is a confidence that something will come to pass because God had promised it will come to pass. Mga kapatid, huwag mong tingnan ang yung present circumstance mo na nasa harap mo. But look to Christ. Look to the promises at pangawakan mo ito. Hope come from the promises of God. For all the promises of God find their fulfillment in Jesus Christ. I know a person from this church who remember God's word even in the midst of suffering. Hindi lang to trials, but a series of trials, difficult ones. Ang kanyang asawa ay nagka-cancer, and for several months, iniinda niya ang sakit. At siya rin mismo ay habang nararamdaman ng kanyang asawa, ramdam niya rin ang kahirapan. Adding to that, yung malaking gastusin sa pagpapagamot sa kanyang asawa. And then last November, his wife passed away. Then after 3 months, last February, ang brother niya naman ang sumakabilang buhay. And the trial did not stop there. Last week lang, pumanaw ang kanyang ina. But when I asked him, "How's your faith?" He answered me using God's word. He remembered na ang kanyang mama ay nasa Panginoon na, no more pain, no more suffering. He remembered that all things work together for good who are called for God's purpose. And these truths ay siyang nagpapatibay sa kanyang faith ngayon. Brother, that is true faith. To hope is to remember God's faithfulness. After the lamenter realized to survive in trial is to have hope, ngayon, sa ating next verse is dinefine niya ang reason ng kanyang hope, which is ating third point. In the midst of suffering, remember that God is faithful. Sabi sa verse 22, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases and His mercy never comes to an end. Notice in verse 22, both phrases ay same meaning. At yan ang kagandahan ng Hebrew literature. To describe yung specific subject, ito ay paulit-ulit sinasabi in different phrases, in different sentences, to get the full understanding of its meaning. Love and mercy is the same category of God's moral attributes. They are products of God's goodness. According to Wayne Grudem, God's mercy is the compassion or pity of God expressed to those in dire needs, those who are ruined, hopeless, and helpless. God's mercy in His goodness towards in distress. next word is God's steadfast love is a wonderful word para sa akin. It means that His love is immovable, unchangeable, or in other translation, ginamit nila ito as faithfulness. Ibig sabihin sa Tagalog, ang katapatan ng kanyang pagmamahal ay hindi magbabago at hindi mauubos. The steadfast love of God is comforting. Why? Because if the love of God ay based sa ating love of Him, then may malaki tayong problema. Bakit? Kasi darating ang araw that you will not truly love God. Kapag nagkasala tayo, kapag tinamad tayo sa Kanya, ang ibig sabihin na rin ba nito na wala na rin hindi na rin tayo mahal ng Panginoon? No. No. Why? Because God's love is unconditional. It is not based on our performance, but only on His grace. That's why it's called amazing grace. Kapatid, when trial reach beyond our limit, those truths become blurred. And it seems that life doesn't make sense. And you began to question your present predicament and ask this very question. Does God really know my situation? Alam ba ng Panginoon itong sitwasyon ko ngayon, pinagdadaanan ko? Does God really see my suffering? Nakikita niyo ba na hirap na ako? Does God really care? Does God really love me? Kapatid, ang sagot sa tanong mo ay ang ating passage. The love of God is steadfast and His mercy is always present, for He is a faithful God. We need to remember regularly, daily, and call this truth to mind. Notice sa verse 22, ang nagbibigay daw ng steadfast love ay si Lord, all in capital letters. And who is this Lord? Sa Hebrew writings, ito rin ay nakasulat in all capital letters. Capital H, capital Y, capital H, capital W, capital H. Ito po ang proper name of God. At pinopronounce to as Yahweh. Old Testament is written in Hebrew language. Hundreds of years ago, bago dumating si Jesus, itong mga Jews ay translate ang kanilang Hebrew Bible sa Greek language. Kasi during that time, ito na yung international language, parang English sa atin sa ngayon. And they call this Greek version of the Hebrew Bible as Septuagint, o yung abbreviation na nakikita nyo parati sa inyong Bible na LXX. Alam nyo ba kung ano ang naging translation ng the word Lord in Greek language? Kairos. Kairos. It means in English, Christ. Amazing! Now observe kung ano ang tawag ng apostles kay Jesus. Ano ang binigay na title ng New Testament writers kay Jesus? Jesus Christ. Therefore, the word Lord na dinidescribe sa ating passage is now called in the New Testament as Jesus Christ. And that is the correct title, for he is the Son of God who became flesh. It means that Christ Jesus is our steadfast love. Kaibigan, maaring dumadaan ka sa matinding pagsubok at hindi mo alam ang iyong gagawin. Our passage says, hope in the Lord. Hope in the steadfast love of the Lord, for He is Jesus Christ. Jesus was sent by the Father para pagbayaran ang ating kasalanan, that we are sinners because we disobeyed our Holy God. At ang kabayaran ng kasalanan na yan ay ang parusang kamatayan. But the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. Kaibigan, ipagkatiwala mo ang buhay mo sa Panginoong Jesus at humingi ka ng kapatawaran sa iyong kasalanan. Because the Lord is merciful and gracious and willing to embrace you as His own dear sons and daughter. Finally, as we learned in our passage, that in the midst of suffering, cry out to God. That in the midst of suffering, remember that we have hope. That in the midst of suffering, remember that God is faithful. Maari sa, marami sa atin dumadaan ng kahirapan sa panahon ngayon. Ano ba ay nag-worry na baka ma-infect ng coronavirus ang iba, sa present situation ay nawalan ng trabaho, nabawasan ng sweldo, at walang kasiguraduhan sa kanilang trabaho. Ang iba sa atin ay gustong umuwi upang tulungan ang kanilang magulang. Ang iba sa atin ay nagproblema na sa relasyon nila bilang mag-asawa, sa tagal nilang magsasama sa loob ng bahay, bilang mag-ina, bilang magka-platsmate. At right now, wala tayong magawa but to wait and hope in the Lord. Kapatid, the purpose of our trials is to break us. The purpose of our trial is to break us so that we will bend our knees because we cannot do anything but to submit to God's mercy. Sometimes we think that we can withstand trials. We usually say it will come to pass at lilipas din yan. At sasabihin pa ng iba sa atin na wala yan, kakayanin mo yan. At maaaring sasabihin mo sa sarili mo na kaya ko to't may natitira pa akong pera, may nagmamahal pa sa aking pamilya. But when you reach the highest trial sa iyong buhay, when you have totally nothing, just like Job na nawala ng pamilya, nawala ng ari-arian, nawala ng sariling ulirat, then you will fully realize that you are broken and started to kneel before God and say, Lord, I can no longer withstand this trial. Hindi ko na kaya, Lord. And when you bend your knees before the Lord, that moment is the sweetest part para sa Panginoon. Yun lang yun ang hinihintay ng Panginoon. Yun lang ang gustong makita ng Panginoon, that we bend our knees and submit in humility and to accept that we cannot do anything and our only hope is Him. And that moment is we develop true faith. And in that sweetest moment is when God is carrying us in His bosom and healing our wounds while tears falling in our eyes, and the Lord Himself will wipe away our tears, and God will say, "My son, my daughter, I myself will take care of you. Come, enter my rest." Brothers and sisters, in the midst of suffering, remember to hope in the Lord, for His mercy never comes to an end. They are new every morning. Great is His faithfulness. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for these wonderful words of yours. Let your word shine sa aming buhay so that in times of trials, we remain steadfast sa inyo and as your steadfast in love sa aming buhay. Let your words that is preached today will open the hearts of whom you called that they might know your Son, Jesus Christ. We praise you and honor your name through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.